Congressman John Larson is with us this morning, and we're going to have an interesting conversation. He's got some guests, and he's on the road as well. He's got an appointment at 11 o'clock in Hartford, but he stopped by to see the two of us first, Paul Pacelli and yours truly. Good morning. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Brad. Morning, Paul.
How morning, Congressman. How are you? So we have infrastructure on the brain today. A session coming up of the legislative office building. What exactly is going to be going on today, Congressman?
Well, Paul, this is a follow-up to the very successful program we have where we brought the Seattle delegation, including their Department of Transportation and their business community, to Hartford to explain how they faced up to a similar situation. As you know, Seattle is located on Puget Sound, a little bit bigger than the Connecticut River. They have a seawall that was experiencing the same thing, the same problem that our levees are. It's a problem called sandpiping. And they had a viaduct that ran through the middle of the city. The problem they faced is the same thing we're facing in Hartford. In order to fix that viaduct, they have to shut down the city for 5 years in Seattle. And they realized that a better alternative would be tunneling, for a number of reasons, but not the least of which was they wouldn't have to shut down the city. And so it was the business community in Seattle, as it is the business community here, that is driving this issue and understanding that what we need is a turnkey operation where we are tunneling. Because the problem we face with the 91-84 corridor, it is the number one clog point for traffic in the state of Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's number two in New England and number 24 in the nation.
Yeah.
Not to mention that the levees are crumbling as well, and the need for us to unite North Hartford with the rest of the city and create the economic development that's necessary in Hartford and recapture our riverfront, a goal of more than 50 years of riverfront recapture. And today we're following up with the foremost authority on tunneling in the world. His name is John Riley. And Candace Damon is coming back to join us to talk about all the financing. And Don Schubert, who's the president of the CCIA, and, of course, Carl Bard, former deputy commissioner of the Connecticut DOT. They're all going to be in the legislative office building at 11 o'clock this morning. We welcome people to come out and hear what these experts have to say, including John Riley, who says, listen, the cost of building a tunnel, the life cycle costs alone, including the maintenance, more than pay for themselves in this process. And it's going to be our goal to get the money from the federal government on the Ways and Means Committee on which I'll be serving.
Now, Congressman, just a simple question.
Sure.
Okay, just with what you said, why did we wait this long? I mean, my God, my God.
The magic.
And here you are, and you're going to do, but how did these things happen? John, how do they happen?
Well, you know, it's what people despise, I think, the most about government, is when they see you continue to repeat the same mistake, even in the face of alternatives that are cost-effective and common sense and will provide the economic development and economic growth, reunite a city, fix our levee system, and reconnect us to the riverfront. From my perspective, I think this is pretty much a no-brainer and the way for us to go. But as was the case in Seattle, it was the same thing. They testified that they went through the same series of problems, and they say they hope they can save us 6 to 8 years of agony by doing the right thing up front and doing the design and build planning that will allow us to get out there, ease the traffic, not shut down the city, create economic development, fix the levee system, and reunite our city.
Congressman, how long of a process? I mean, let's say by some magic wand, in a year or two, you got the funding and everybody was on board with this, the residents, the business owners, the civic leaders of Hartford. How long, roughly, and I know these things are tough to estimate, but how long of a process are we talking for this tunneling?
Minimally 6 to 8 years.
Wow.
But and so that's the reason why you want to get started and have a design build concept. And what we're fortunately is happening to us is that we come at a time when other places, including Seattle, have just completed and done this and finished it. And the technology is even getting better, and it's less expensive. We also have the experience of the MDC, which is doing a tunnel from West Hartford to the South Meadows, a 4.5-mile tunnel, and again, at a cost that is far less than people are projecting. And so we're both heartened by that, and we believe, Paul, that if we can get this going and do a design and build, that we can fast-track that because of the necessity. And again, I point out the urgency of our levees and what's happening with a phenomenon called sandpiping, which isn't water going over the top of the levee and causing its collapse, but actually eroding it from underneath. That was the problem in Seattle. In fact, that was the problem in the Ninth Ward in Louisiana, and it's a problem that we face here, and why I think we can push Connecticut to the top of the chart in terms of federal concerns about addressing this issue.
Congressman, and again, just quickly here, in Washington, I know you have some pretty heavy hitters, and how long have you yourself, individually, as a congressman, been working on this and trying to get this thing going?
Well, for the last 4 years, and actually we've had Chairman Schuster, the Republican chair, who's been up here all four of those years and who was all in favor of this and other infrastructure problems. But sadly, Brad, as you're aware, and Paul, I know you are, the Congress has not done an infrastructure plan in 8 years.
Unbelievable.
So it's long overdue. We know that there is money in the pipeline. We know that this is going to happen out of necessity. And so we want to make sure that Connecticut is there with an oar in the water and certainly has a project based on its need. Again, number one in the state, number two in New England, 24 in the nation, and that doesn't include the problem with sandpiping that we face on the levee. So we think we're going to be able to push this to the top of the heap.
Well, I'll tell you what we appreciate, and you do this for us, Congressman, is when you have something like you're having today, you let our radio audience know, and you call the two of us and get the information out, and I'm sure that you will do this in the future.
Thanks, Congressman.
Absolutely, and I can't thank people like Andy Bassett and the Greater Hartford Metro for their support and what they're doing. They get it. They understand that this is what we have to do, and anyone who's driven, even while they're currently repairing the 84 Aqueduct, if you're traveling on that at night when they're working or whatever, you understand the enormous problem that this would create for our businesses. Look, CVS just bought the Aetna. What we don't want to do is have them say, hey, you know what, trying to get our people back and forth, just being clogged, shutting down the city, how does that help us?
That's right.
Well, Congressman, thank you.
Thanks a million for being with us, and we'll talk again soon.
Look forward to it, Brad.
You bet. Take care, thanks, Paul. Again.
Yep, bye-bye. Now we're looking at the plan.
You got the map right there.